Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yount. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Stenhouse moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stenhouse tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Moore and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Gaetti picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gaetti. Gantner scores. Moore scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Molitor scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington catches it and throws to first to double up Riles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Gibson now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yount. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Stenhouse hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.